Penguin Audio presents Duke, A Life of Duke Ellington by Terry Teachout. Read by Peter Francis James. To Mrs. T, who was never in doubt. There is one very good thing to be said of posterity, and this is that it turns a blind eye on the defects of greatness. W. Somerset Maugham. We wear the mask that grins and lies. Paul Laurence Dunbar. Prologue. I want to tell America. He was the most chronic of procrastinators, a man who never did today what he could put off until next month or next year. He left letters unanswered, contracts unsigned, watches unworn, and longtime companions unwed. And the only thing harder than getting him out of bed in the afternoon was getting him to finish writing a new piece of music in time for the premiere. I don't need time, he'd like to say. What I need is a deadline. Nothing but an immovable deadline could spur Duke Ellington to decisive action. Though once he set to work in earnest, it was with a speed and self-assurance that amazed all who beheld it. At the end of his life, he left behind some 1,700-odd compositions, a number that is hard to square with the memories of his collaborators, who rarely failed at one time or another to be frustrated by his dilatory ways. That was fine with him. He knew what he needed in order to create, and as far as he was concerned, nothing and no one else mattered. As long as something is unfinished, he told.